This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Do you have any part to play in the decision to make him captain as well?
I spoke to Eddie yesterday briefly about it.
Oh, look at this.
He was out till 3 o'clock this morning. I see him.
I was running this morning at Regent's Park.
Frank. Well, can you come in one second?
Look at this.
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought this? What do you think of their pick as the captain, Deontay Wilder?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, for me, old Big Bang, he's ready to go. So. I'm delighted with that pick for them because that two-pointer, it's going our way, that one.
Do you actually think you're going to beat them 5-0?
Yeah.
And do you think you're going to beat them 5-0?
If he beats us 5-0, I'll go to their office and make everyone in the office a cup of tea.
Oh! And what are you going to do, Frank, if they beat you 5-0?
I'm going to send Andy Ayling to their office.
No, don't send Ayling.
No. It's the two Franks, look. Warren and Penfold.
Yeah, Eddie, he just said, Frank just said that if Frank and Queensbury win 5-0, we'll go round to their office and make everyone a cup of tea.
That is better than any financial bet that could be made, right? Can we agree on this? If Queensbury win, Frank Smith will go to the head office and make everybody tea. Right?
For a whole day, right?
And
he's got to wear one of those little waitresses' uniforms.
Yeah. Done?
Done then.
Can we have that in writing?
When we win, Aileen's got to do the same. Where is he?
Andy Aileen here?
No, but you've got to speak. I don't know if Andy will be up for it.
But is he?
Okay, there you go.
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to get off your chest while Frank's here?
No, not really. We're having a great time.
Go on, Frank.
No, I think...
What have you just done?
Go on.
What did I do? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Go on.
We're already 1-0 up. I've done him at Jenga. You've never seen two old people try so hard to win a game of Jenga. You will see it dropping soon on TNT. He's not got over it yet.
He kicked the table.
What about a game of chess? Have you had a game of chess yet?
Listen. Jenga, 1-0. I'm sure there'll be a lot of other games.
So Coogan has said to every fighter on the card today that we've interviewed that if it is a draw somehow, that you two are going to have 3 1-minute rounds and see it off.
We're going to have a Jenga off.
Okay, a Jenga off.
Done.
Apparently, Coogan said that Jim McDonald said you're the hardest man he's ever held on the pads, Frank. The hardest hitting man that Jim McDonald ever held on the pads.
What?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Jim told me he was the hardest person he's ever taken on the pads in his whole life.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to speak to Jim McDonald.
I did.
Right? Because this is quite interesting, because Jim McDonald is the only person that saw my amateur fights in my supposed pretend career.
He was at
every one of them, right? Which you can ask him. And if he, you know, he might tell me to avoid the, old granite hands over here.
He might say something. What does happen if it is a draw? Yeah. Serious question.
It's so unlikely with the captain's pick and the knockouts. Like, it's almost impossible. for it to be a draw. So why do you have to come with these silly questions?
Well, it sets it up perfectly for a rematch, so.
I actually think
this is just the first of many, but you come, you know, this is a concept that has been so well received from fight fans and media around the world, and you have to pick at something, don't you?
Clickbait.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hold on. How about this?
You might as well close IFL now with Frank.
I think Warren would batter you.
And I think Parsons would knock you spark out.
Fair enough. He didn't like that.
Or he'll nibble your kneecap.
I was just going to do...
Right, so one thing for certain, if 5-0 Queensbury, Frank Smith is going... okay.
Can you repeat?
Sorry. If it's 5-0 Queensbury on June 1st...
Win or lose, whoever wins.
Oh, it's just win or lose.
But I'm only wearing the outfit if it's 5-0.
No, you're wearing the outfit.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
No, well, I think you should wear it. Oh, yeah.
So all we need now is Andy Aylin to kind of confirm his side.
He's in on volunteer. Well, he actually volunteered. He volunteered.
So he gets the P45 if he don't participate in that.
He's wearing his butler uniform.
can we put... a clause in the contract that there is no cyanide allowed in the coffees. Do you know what I mean?
Well, who'd put that in? Andy or Frank?
Yes. You'd be quiet, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Frank. Eddie, can we get back to our interview?
Thanks, Joe.
Is it on?
No.
Go on.
Oh, let's talk about your howler.
Oh, Nick Ball.
No, not Nick Ball. Not Nick Ball. Go on your Instagram reel that you've collaborated, the three-time world heavyweight champion.
Yes, because, I've got to go, but because Evander Holyfield was a four-time heavyweight champion, and now you're saying Lennox was a three-time champion, but he got given something.
Still a three-time.
Come on, don't be dark. Sports Social Podcast Network.